A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, October 16th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about voter registration.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
The music there of Zim dancehall artist Gaspy Warrior encouraging youths to go and register to vote in next year's elections. He was in Chitungwiza over the weekend. And of course, for those of you who are just joining us, good evening. We also want to welcome our radio to TV viewers throughout the world. Today, we are talking about voter registration, Gibbs.
Yes, Blessing. And those people who want to register to vote are required to take along with them their proof of residence and identity particulars in the form of paper, metal, or plastic IDs or valid passports.
Of course, on September the 14th, President Robert Mugabe officially launched the biometric voter registration or BVR exercise at State House and became the first person to be registered under the new system that will be used in the creation of a new voters' roll for the 2018 harmonized elections. But so far, the process has been painstakingly slow and thoroughly inefficient, according to some.
The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, or ZEC, recently launched a voter education campaign through a planned 5-day national blitz, reaching out to potential eligible voters. Similarly, civic society groups and some political parties invariably embarked on last-minute initiatives to educate sections of the electorate. But many say this is not adequate and needs more, and a lot needs to be done. There are also rising cases of violence and intimidation targeting mostly opposition parties.
Onguka hamwadiwa nasi, tinauti tinge chitaura nezve nyaya yakakosha yekuti vanhu vaende kunonyorisa kuvota. Nyaya yekuvota haisi nyaya yekuita je nayo nekuti ndo yakaenderwa kuhondo nevamwe ropa rikadeuka vaida kodzereyo yekuti vakwanise kunge vachivhota. Nekudaro nyaya yekuvota ikodzero yemunhu irimo mubumbiro remitemo inofanira kuremekedzwa. Vanhu vanombozogunun'una Gibbs kuti yowe hurumende yazodai dai haisi kuita zvatiri kuda. Hurumende dzinoita zvinoda vanhu ndokunge vanhu vacho vachivhota. Nekudaro kuvhota kwakakosha. Asi tiri kuona kuti chimwe chinoda kunzwisiswa nevanhu ndechekuti panyaya yekuvhota hazvina basa kuti wakambovhota muna 1980, wakambovhota muna 2000, muna 2013, pakuumbwa gwaro revavhoti idzva rinenge richida kuti unyatsoende ikoko nechitupa chako. Kana waenda ikoko, vanotora minyoro yeminwe kana kuti mafingerprints nechiso chako kuti upinzwe muvoters roll idzva riri kugadzirwa. Nekudaro munhu wese anofarira kuti aende kunonyoresa kuvhota. Hazvina basa kuti wakambovhota kare, hazvichashandi izvozvo zvekuti aiwa takambovhota takambodidi. Nekudaro vanhu vari kurudzirwa kuti vange vachikwanisa kuti vaende kunovhota kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana. Uye zviri kunziwo kana uchienda kunonyoresa kuvhota, hazvina basa kuti wasangana nevanhu vezive kuchitungwiza, kumadheudheu, kuborodheuko, kumukoba, wasangana nawo kusakubva, wasangana nawo kulupane, unongokwanisa kungonyoresa chero kwauri Gibbs.
Ye, kunjalo ke kunongokuchazwa nguBlessing Zulu. Ye, lamhlanje sichaya udaba oluqakathekileyo kakhulu, udaba lokuvota. sizwile kuti kulabantu abanengi abangafuna kuti bayibhalise ukuthi bevote abanye bathi vele kuncedi ukuthi vele babhalise ngoba impumelelo yangkhona bayayazi ukuthi ngubani ozanqoba kodwa ke abantu bacelwa sibili ukuthi nxa lisenelisa phumani ngobuningi benu kuyebhalise ukuvota ye nxa sesikhangeleke kukhanya ngazani kulabantu kube ngithi inhlanganiso ezizimele zodwa ezinjenge-Zim Rights kuzobuya izestini lezinye ezithize ezama ukukhuthaza abantu ukuthi bayibhalise ukuvota bancedisana ke leZimbabwe Electoral Commission leke yikommission eyiyo ebhalisa abantu kugwalo olutsha lokuvota ungabe ungaphi kwelizwe kumbe singathi uphandle kwelizwe leZimbabwe okufunakalayo ukuthi nxa ufuna ukuvota kumele ubhalise kutsha kugwalo lokuvota so ke sifuna ukuthi sizwe ngani ukuthi lapha likhona limenjani ngakhonoko likumbule nje into yodwa ukuthi nxa usuyabhalisa khona ngale kumele uhambe le proof of residence ukuthi khonoko nxa uzuvezile ukuthi uhlala ngaphi baza kutsho ukuthi hayi sungabhalisa ke kodwa uthwale phela le ID ungathwala i-ID yensimbi kulalo khonoko iplastiki kuzobuya ke yephepha bakuvuma konke khonoko nxa ungelakho khonoko suhamba le passport so ke ngenani khonapha ke kuhlelo sixoxene izulukandaba so kunjalo ke mfowethu
I think we have our first guest, that is Mr. Obet Gutu, the spokesperson of the MDCT. Mr. Gutu, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing. Thank you for having me. Good evening, listeners. Good evening, Gibbs.
Thank you so much. Gibbs happens to be an Arsenal supporter just like Mr. Gutu. I'm not going to say anything.
Talk about Arsenal.
tell him today we are talking about the voter registration. We are not going to talk soccer is another thing.
My blood pressure quit.
Yeah, so we know that this guy supported attending his team, but we're not going to mention Adams, you know. So now, Mr. Gutu, how is the voter registration process going on? And you know, this morning I was talking to one guy who said to me, there is absolutely no reason why you should register because the outcome of the election is the same. And secondly, there's no party that he thinks can vote for. So now, how's it going?
I would actually call that, unfortunately, Gibbs, I'll call that a very defeatist and with respect, a very unpatriotic approach. Of course, we are on the ground. The biometric voter registration exercise has kicked off on a rather low or rather slow note. I think that is beyond disputation. Mm-hmm. We obviously would have expected better, particularly from the ZEC, from the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, as the Chapter 12 Independent Commission constitutionally mandated with the task of registering voters and also conducting elections and referendums in this country. But what ZEC, I think, has failed to do is to, let me use the word, to excite the population. They have not gone out there to raise the level of awareness to such an extent that day in, day out, we are receiving inquiries from people in the rural areas, in the cities, in the peri-urban areas, in the resettlement areas, farming areas, who are totally ignorant about BVR. They're actually inquiring to say, what is this BVR thing? Mm-hmm. I have been voting since 1980. Do I have to register all over again? Simply showing that what ZEC should have done, as has happened in other countries, before BVR is enrolled, other countries like Zambia, Cameroon, Uganda, Kenya, they actually took a period of no less than 3 years to migrate from the manual voter's roll to the BVR voter's roll. So what ZEC should have done is actually to have started this process maybe even more than 18 months ago. Because what they are doing now is what I would call a hush-hush program, kungu manya-manya, without having had properly raised the level of awareness of the people. So already we have people who ask, why should I register? And like the colleague whom you said you were talking to today, who said, I'm not going to register because you already is lost hope in the electoral processes. Mm-hmm. All is This is caused by the failure of ZEC to really go out there and embark on what I would call an aggressive and concerted publicity and awareness blitz, explaining to the people of Zimbabwe in their various local languages, Ndebele, Shona, Nambia, Shangani, Tonga, you know, in the various communities, explaining to them to say, this is DVR, and this is what you have to do. Everyone has to register afresh, because there is a significant portion of our population who are saying, you need to register, this is not for me, which means they are not even aware, even here in the cities, that even if they have been voting all along in the previous elections, this is a new system, PVR, where they have to register afresh. So I would actually put the blame entirely on ZEC. And I don't know whether it is an error of commission or by omission, whether they're doing it deliberately. One gets the sense that perhaps they're doing it deliberately. Quite honestly, we expected better from Justice Rita Makarau and her team at ZEC, because they're doing this in a harsh, harsh manner. And it is almost going to be very difficult. Right now, they've registered just over 400,000 Zimbabweans on the voter roll. And a few days ago, Justice Makarau was on the news, or rather in the news, announcing to the nation that they are targeting to register 7 million voters by the end of January next year, or by mid-January 2018, when the PVR exercise, blitz, nationwide blitz comes to an end. I don't see how this can happen. This is already the tail end of October, and we haven't even reached the 500,000 mark. And you ask yourself, are we going to hit the 7 million mark in the few months that are left? Especially considering that December is ordinarily, this part of the world, considered as and taken as a festive season. People do a lot of traveling. People want to go to their homes, want to go on holiday, visit relatives, and they normally don't want to get so much engaged in political activities, mm-hmm. which include things like registering as voters. Mm-hmm. So my honest message is that it is going to be very, very difficult for people, 7 million people, to be registered by mid-January next year. But be that as it is, let me take this opportunity to urge Zimbabweans, wherever we are in the country, and even for you guys in the diaspora, to spare some money, come and register, particularly those Zimbabweans who are near neighboring countries. South Africa, I know there are a lot of Zimbabweans in South Africa, 3-4 million. They can just cross over the border, come for Bay Bridge, register to vote, and go back to SA, to their workplaces. Because if we don't do this, you know, ZANU-PF dictatorship actually is very happy by the low voter turnout. They are so excited by the low voter turnout, because that is exactly what they want. They know that the fewer the votes, the fewer the people who register to vote, is the higher rate of apathy. And as you know, apathy always favors the incumbent, particularly the ZANU-PF dictatorship. They are scared of huge numbers of people turning out to register to vote, particularly in urban areas. So I want to call out on all eligible Zimbabweans in urban areas particularly, and even out there in the rural areas, Mamisha, come out in your thousands. They will frustrate you. They will be slow. It's part of the game. They want to make you feel frustrated so that you don't register. But don't give in to those shenanigans, to those tricks. Come out in your thousands. Come out in your millions, your husbands, your wives, your children, your colleagues, your friends, and go and register.
Thank you, Mr. Gutu. Please do stay on the line. I think we are now being joined by political analyst, Mr. Bekilizwe Ndlovu. Mr. Ndlovu, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
We are doing great. Mr. Ndlovu, your take on this issue of voter registration. And before you answer that question, first, do you think the opposition is also doing enough to mobilize its supporters?
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. What I think is happening is that ZANU-PF has created this chaos. Mm-hmm. And ZANU-PF knows how to play emotional games with the opposition. Mm-hmm. So while we're busy complaining about the irregularities of the process, ZANU-PF is busy on the ground registering their own supporters. Mm-hmm. So I am totally against this whole idea of complaining. Mm-hmm. Because this is the game that ZANU-PF plays. This is the game that ZANU-PF has mastered. of making people complain, go to the international community, complain that, hey, ZANU-PF is doing this. While that is happening, they are busy on the ground talking to people, ensuring that their own people are registering. So this is, you see, it's, there are a lot of similarities between politics and football. Mm-hmm. You know, when teams go and play away from their homes, mm-hmm. the way they are harassed and, you know, made to feel, you know, emotional and lose the game in the process. ZANU-PF has been playing this game for the past many years. Mm-hmm. And the opposition has been falling for it. Mm-hmm. So the idea now is to stop. Don't even complain. Mm-hmm. Just go on the ground. And so we are a partisan a country. Mm-hmm. We operate by partisanship in our different parties. Mm-hmm. You see, it's a bad thing on its own. But since we are there, any serious opposition party that wants to succeed in this situation mm-hmm. will use that partisanship and have, for example, the MDC silently taking their own supporters to the registration centers and ensuring that they register silently and quietly. The upper Nkosana Moyo Party taking their own people quietly going to register. So that ZANU-PF, you see, when you talk on a mausilo and omuntu when you fight a big person, don't play their game. They always want to come and grab you and squeeze you because they have that power. If you allow them to make you play their game, you will lose. Okay. If you are small and they are big, don't play the wrestling game of allowing them to grab you. You make them run around until they get tired. And whenever they come, they will come with that strength of being big. And you know it if you are trained to fight. So some people always fight this game of doing things wrongly so that opposition spends more time complaining. And this whole thing of saying we won't contest if this situation is like this, a waste of time. That plan and scheme within that situation, hence my saying, if the opposition cannot outwit ZANU-PF in their schemes, then the opposition is not worth it. The opposition should show that they are smarter than ZANU-PF by outplaying them in their game. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Speak softly and carry a big stick is what Mr. Andlov is urging the opposition to do, as per President Roosevelt. diplomacy.
Mm-hmm. So, Mr. Kutu, are you playing big or small? Because at the end of the day, you know, the same person that I talked to said, the reason why I'm not going to, you know, register is because the opposition is very weak.
You know, Gibbs, you know why I'm laughing. The problem with us Zimbabweans, we find it very easy to blame, you know, to play the blame game, you know. Uh-huh. We find it's almost like a hobby, you know. We always want to blame, sometimes unfairly criticize. I'm not saying we should not be criticized. No. I want listeners to get me right here. I'm not saying we are not supposed to be criticized. We actually would be very happy if we are subjected to constructive criticism. But at the same time, there's a difference between what I would call negative energy and positive energy. Negative energy is where you have people just blaming, hey, you guys are useless, hey, you guys are not doing enough. But if you come and see what we are doing, we are facing one of Africa's most vicious and deeply entrenched dictatorships. And I think they should at least give us a bit of, credit for that. To say, here we are, peacefully fighting one of the world's most vicious dictatorships in the form of the ZANU-PF regime. Uh-huh. And you also look at the issue of what you are doing on the ground. Right now with the Chakachaya program, we are out there in the communities, meeting people, our leadership, from the top to the lowest, that is the national level, down to the branch level, going out there in the communities, carrying out door-to-door campaigns, explaining to the people what BVR is, and also urging people to come and register to vote. Mm-hmm. Quite honestly, I think we deserve a little bit of credit, because this idea of just bashing us guys, as if we're doing nothing. I think it's so very easy to just criticize. But people should also put themselves in our position. Here we are, facing a dictatorship, Yagata says ZANU-PF dictatorship. We are a peaceful political party. We don't use guns. We don't use violence. We are confronting this ruthless dictatorship using peaceful methods. And if you look at the amount of successes that we have scored, I honestly think that we deserve a little bit of, I think, of respect.
Mm-hmm.
So that said, we don't want people to feel discouraged to say, why should I go and vote? Because ukasano vota, wane go chipanisha nyan. If you don't go and register to vote, and if you go and you don't vote, you are simply actually in a backward form of way voting from Gabe and ZANU-PF, because they'll come back through the back door. So whom would you complain against? Unozo blame ani. Because by deliberately saying, and this is good, register to vote, anti vote, you are actually casting a vote for Robert Mugabe and ZANU-PF.
Uh-huh.
So when Mugabe remains in power and ZANU, you shouldn't complain. Because you would have, through the back door, voted for him and his party. So this is why we are urging Anuguti. Look, if we come out in our numbers, imagine if about 4 or 5 million people vote against ZANU-PF in next year's election. Even if they rig, because they will try to rig. This is a dictatorship. They'll never play a smart game. Never. Ever. You don't expect a dictatorship to play a smart game. This is a game of power. And these people, they've known nothing else but power since 1980. Some of them have been in cabinet since 1980. For 37 years, they've no other job. So they are not going to give up without a big, big fight. But so all we are saying is calling upon Zimbabweans out there to come out in your millions and register to vote. Boss Mukaramba, Anzu Mukaramira Munda Kumagudo. Magudo ano jikaka oguta. You also are out of Jara. I mean, I don't think it's a smart way of dealing with challenges. Unoramira Munda Kumagudo, fine. The good will say, good. Dude, you are doing me a favor. I'll eat. Munda Udopeza.
Thank you. You
won't go to Makwako Ningo Anaji.
Thank you, Mr. Gutu. Bed officials are elected by good citizens who do not vote.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Gibbs? Who do you have
You
there?
Still remember what Plato said about mm-hmm. not voting?
Mm-hmm.
You'll be ruled by?
Your inferior.
Yeah. So, this is the case. We'll have to learn more. What's it going on? Baba Moyo, what's your name?
I'm going
to have a good job. I'm going to have a good job. I'm going to have a good job. I'm going to have a good job.
Hey, namfethu ngibona ngathi ibidlala isikhathi.
Mm.
Into enginanzelelayo ukuthi angiwuboni umehluko phakathi kokuvota nokungavoti ngoba imiphumela iyafana. Singaze sivote into ezokwenzeka, umgabu uyariga. Singaze sike ukuvota still uyawina ngoba sesingavotanga. So umehluko ukuthi ngoba vele uzosibusa ngenkani ngoba vele yena ubusa ngenkani.
So manje lapha uchukuthi vele ungavoti kuyafana nje lokuthi uyekele nje.
Mina mbona kufana ngoba into enginanzelelayo asilindeni lo muntu abuse insuku zakhe ziphele. Zingaphela bese sihlala phansi senze nama elections a right. Hayi lawa akha wenkani. Remember in USA what happened in USA elections? Remember what happened in Kenya? So thina siyini under i dictatorship kaMgabe? What is it that Mugabe cannot do to rig the elections? Angiboni mina usizo lokuvota. Asiyekeni lo muntu abuse ngenkani ayofika lapha afuna khona. Mhla eqedayo bese siqala ama elections aste a right.
Manje kumelela phela kuyafana kumelela izulu mzala.
Ukuvota kusizani ngoba ama results ayafana.
Eh.
Kusiza ngani ukuvota?
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke kodwa abanye bathi ungavota phela ungelukuvota kwefana lokuthi uzovotele ibandla elibusayo.
So into eyi-one yilokho nami engichazayo ukuthi ngaze sivote singaze singavoti ama-results ayafana.
Mm.
So ukuvota ngenye indlela sichitha isikhathi sethu.
Hayi ke siyabonga kakhulu eMoyo baba.
Alright.
So Mr. Moyo is one of those people who says voting is a waste of time. So he's not bothering himself to register. So he says, you know, you vote, you get the same results. Uh-huh. So why vote then?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So of he's given up. He says, let's wait until the president finishes his term, whenever. Maybe in 20 years' time, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
course, that's a serious problem there. Mm. People must actually register to vote because the alternative is not that good. Regatende nomkoma Donald. Makadimi mkoma Donald.
Rufara mkoma Blessing. Makadimi kona mkoma Gipsu.
Aywa, istiripo. Oh, shedu. Parise eba Jonah.
Ngota darika mkoma.
Kurembira gurina nipa nekudona.
Ya, ndosa anjao tendera na angu na spoke special vedu wa cha urura.
Ya.
Apa, wali kuta ura sunu, ala kutu wata ura segu, ala huereketa, karigaji te wa huereketa, apa jita ura kapane kwe dukuma sengu. Wa huereketa sunu sunu, uisishika. Uno na muna chita so kutu kwa aka gari gari kuno kujona chita so kutu, andidi, kutoka excuse emari kutu, andina angu mari zi, kubule apache na kwa kanaka. Pane kita so kutu, andina ya sa, andino huereketa, bosu, hava budiwa na hava mpawa mgoma blessing. Alambo budi kana pakasati wa effort ya kasimba kutitashi murenga. Nani noto diwa nukuti mkata kuti wanawe kutitashamu. Watu wa madara wa shingo wa shingo. Yana wa zote kwa wanawa chombo wa misore ya chena. Wa shingo wa chekiramaye wa chena. Saka lingwe basa wacha sunu shanda kana kange apere kwa anderi. Saka nisa kamchona wachisa darara kutuwasadi. Panda auto sa darara sinu. Sema sa darara ndete wao. Otherwise, tinangu fatingo wano wano ntambura. Ne wana wedu ne wazukule doa kusutambura. Saka kunda kurejeta, nyanje zika oma se, nyanje wakati kudii masefa, wakati kudii hebe. Nga tingo to iti kuzama, tingo zitrepe, omi zitare kutinde. Vanu waya kandane, oa andu wawo, broda, rika simba wanu. Zino vane tofunduka, asa tasi kama elekezi, tofunduka, kwa wata hapa, nangana jitote hapa. Nukuti hapa, nangana imo mzira, mkoma blezi nya, atingango fila masa ango shua. Iko zete ya mundu, wanalongo peria kuno joni. Hapa, kuno kumbota ambura, wana kumbozi kwa yu. Kano mbozo kakwa zakanaka, sukutoti mnyike ya wangu mga gara zakanaka, kwenye mga tata gara zakanaka. Yao, duye seki tutungato kujira kuma kwa ato yoku mbaka mea yako usina kushia.
Ayo, atinote na shukuru mkoma Donald.
Zino to uja uro mbo mkoma, ngati ngo inda, ndo kuru zira, ndo kala chingota rana wakuma nato, wakuma inda kana tango wana mkana, ngati ngo inda, wakuma nashiro tika wana, yudu tika inda, nefashu wama patina apu, ngati ngo kwanza ki inda, ti inda, pande kutu kwa nota andi indi kuno register. Aini vi urumende inoti vanhu vatogara vachingo kendo basa rogara vanongoziva rongoziya saka panda kuti sadarara achimurenga chekuti nisiya chiyando chinotodiwa
tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Donald
maita basa mukoma blessing
kumbarana
mukoma namo goronga nasekuru achipadza kushagasheko
aiwa tinovamborisa
vateriri vandu vanondiziva vakaona
tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Donald. Of course, those are two different views. Tulani was saying that, you know, it's a waste of time.
Yes.
And Donald is saying, you know, people have to vote. That's the only way of ensuring that there's regime change. Maybe let's go to Mr. Ndlovu.
Yeah, Baba Ndlovu, uyazwela lapake, uzwela lawe uTulani Khuluma. Ute uvota vele akuncedi nix. Kwazo buya katesu omunye lapho ufunileyo. Ute ayiphele ungahlala phezu kwezandla.
I think Tulani's message makes a lot of sense. And if Obed could once to make a difference in the opposition circles, he should take Tulani's message serious. If the electorate is saying they don't see why they should vote or why they should even register to vote, if the electorate is saying that, then the opposition should begin to utwange sindebele uzinuka makwapa. What is it that is making the electorate not believe that casting the vote will make a difference? You cannot have a political party calling itself the opposite, the main opposition, getting beaten three times, coming back fourth time with nothing new, virtually nothing new. And I hope Obed is listening to this. Virtually nothing new, and you expect people to continue to go register because you have simply said go register. And have not proffered anything new to say we are bringing this thing from a different angle and we are saying go register, this time we are going to win. What kind of psychology are you using on the electorate? Don't get emotional with your electorate. Get tactical. And make them see that this time around, four out of four, you are going to make sure that if you win, you take over power. The electorate is tired. The electorate has been going to register and vote. This time around, can you, Obed, good, and your political party and any other opposition party. So that you are doing things differently. In which way, as the MDC, and I'm talking to you directly, Obed, my brother, in which way, as the MDC, are you doing anything differently to make people like Moyo, who was speaking a few minutes ago, to say, let's just allow the President Mugabe to rule to the end and die and have natural attrition taking care of our problem and not political scheming, but natural attrition? How do you speak to Tula and say, Tula, go register? I mean, the gentleman who was speaking on Moyo. Go register Moyo, because this time around, the MDCT is going to do this to ensure. You guys have fallen three times with Morgan Tsvangirai. How do you say fourth time that, look, go register, because this time we're going to do things different this way? What is it? What new thing are you putting on the table apart from being emotional and seemingly shifting blame to the electorate to say, you register, if you don't register, you are voting for ZANU-PF. Stop blaming the electorate and start scheming and planning. Because Kutu, when ZAPU and ZANU were fighting Smith, it was equally a formidable enemy. But they managed to make them come to the table and say, right now, let's transfer power to blacks. It's because ZAPU and ZANU were equally formidable. In which way are you formidable? I'm directing this message to you, Mr. Good. In which way are you formidable versus this ruling party that you are taking time to praise, and you indirectly, I don't know whether you are aware of the fact that you are actually praising this dictatorship to the extent that anyone wanting to come in and assist you remove it will become more afraid of it. Because you are the one standing there, Mr. Kuten, and saying, this is a serious, you know, dictatorship, very difficult to remove. Yet at the same time, having said that, you're going to say, go register and let's go vote. After
Thank you, Mr.
people on behalf of ZANU-PF like that on radio, you still expect them to go and register and vote.
Thank you, Mr. Ndlovu. Let's get
and
Mr.
plan and scheme and present.
Thank you, Mr. Ndlovu. Hold on for a second there. Mr. Kud, your response to that?
Oh, yes. Mr. Ndlov, I was listening very carefully to the various submissions you're making and the issues you're raising. But like I was saying, I want Ndlov and all the listeners to get me right here. I did not at any one time say we are incapable of removing the ZANU-PF from power, no. I just said we are dealing with a deeply entrenched dictatorship in a peaceful method. What we have to do is to use all available tactics, constitutionally permissible, peaceful methods. And one of the most potent methods, peaceful methods to fight a dictatorship, like ZANU-PF dictatorship, is by turning out in our millions to register to vote. And not only that, also turning out in our millions on polling day to cast our ballot. Imagine if 4 or 5 million Zimbabweans, I'll repeat this, vote resoundingly against ZANU-PF. No matter how much they try to rig, they'll find it very difficult. If you look at the 2013 elections, the opposition had about 1.3 million votes total. But imagine if we had turned out in our thousands and less than 400,000 people voted in Harare. Imagine if about 1 million people had voted in Harare province alone. Imagine if about 450,000 people had voted in Malawi alone. Just those two provinces would be having about 1.5 million votes for the opposition. No matter what shenanigans other people will be playing out there in the rural areas, they'll find it very difficult to win an election in which people turn out in their millions. So this is one of the methods or strategies that we are employing. It's a game of numbers. Politics is a game of numbers when it comes to balloting or voting. So this issue, Kuti, you guys, we don't want to vote because you have no tactics that you have. Of course, some other tactics that we have are confidential. We cannot disclose them because they are of a strategic nature. We don't want to alert the enemy. But we can assure the people of Zimbabwe that if they turn out in their millions to register to vote, and also vote in their millions on polling day, I can bet you my bottom bond not Zanu PF will not stand a chance. So all I'm saying is, you cannot expect to win an election when you don't go to vote. Because quite honestly, if you don't go to vote, how then do you expect to remove Zanu PF? We have all agreed that we are a peaceful political party. We are not going to be using guns or whatever, bazookas or, you know, intercontinental ballistic missiles, what. We are using peaceful methods.
So thank you.
The most peaceful, the most potent weapon that we have as Zimbabweans is our vote. So if you don't use it, then are we not shooting ourselves in the foot? That is my answer to you, my brother and John. For it.
Yeah. Siyakuzwa baba kutu ubambe khona becingweni. Blessing, you can hear the two gentlemen actually sparing there. So okay, on Facebook view in Ndebele, we have abantu ba responde ka test ukuthi bakhulume ngokuthi kwenzakalani. Brian Tabete says, what is the population of Zimbabwe, by the way? Now many people I know that they live in UK, USA, Canada, South Africa and other countries. So are there any people that we expect to actually register in Zimbabwe? And then he also says, by the way, how many opposition parties are there in Zimbabwe? And he wants us to call him back. He's
I
in
think
UK.
75.
Yeah, so he's in UK. He wants us to call him back there. Sikhesi zonke kulo babu Jackson Khumalo, osekhona baba Khumalo kunjani? Yeah, Khumalo anguze iphone yakho ngani yanchompoka la. Baba Khumalo Jack. Yeah, cheta kancane Jackson Khumalo cheta kancane. Uyangizwa khona manje? Uyangizwa?
Ngiyakuzwa.
Yeah, ngiyakuzwa kodwa iphone yakho ngani iyabhamba mbijana. Zama katezi ngizwe. Hi, what is the phone for Jackson? Hello?
Ah, we have to call him back.
No, what is the phone in the back here?
Of course, these are some of the things that are required if you want to go and register. Mm-hmm. First, proof of residence. A proof of residence is a document confirming where you live. It needs to have both your full name and your address printed on it. The document can be any of the following. Title deeds or a certificate of occupation, a lodger's permit, issued by the relevant local authority, rents, water, electricity, telephone, or credit store statements on which is shown your name and physical address. You can also use a statement from your landlord, parent or friend confirming that you reside at the stated place or residence, accompanied by any of the documents in paragraph A and B or C in the name of the landlord, parent, friend or such other person at whose residence you reside. You can also use a statement confirming that you reside at the stated place of residence made by the head of a school, hospital, or other public institutions where you reside. A statement confirming that you reside at the state place of residence made by or on behalf of the person in whose name a mining location is registered in the area where you reside. A statement by your employer confirming your address. A confirmation letter by the relevant councillor, village head, headman or chief confirming that you reside in the ward you claim to reside in. A confirmation letter by the farm owner or resettlement officer confirming that you reside in the ward you claim to reside in. An offer letter proving that you are in lawful occupation of the land to which the offer letter relates. A hospital bill or a clinic or hospital card, or an envelope with post office markings reflecting your address. If you are unable to produce any of the above documents as proof of residence, you can submit a residence affidavit stating your place of residence. Nekudaro vanhu varikunzi achisichinhu chimwe chete chete chaunokwanisa kuti ushandise kuti unokwanisa kunoregister kuti unogara kupi, unokwanisa kushandisa tsamba dziya dzezvikwereti kana uine zvikwereti kana kuti kwana Edgars, unokwanisa kushandisa tsamba yakadhindwa nechidhindo cheposho, unokwanisa zvakare kunyorerwa tsamba nasawira wako kana kuti muridzi wemba kana uchiroja kana kuendesa offer letter yako kana kadhi chari reclinic rinoshanda kuti ukwanise unge uchinyoresa kuvota. Zvinodiwa izvozvo seproof of residence chakupai zvimwe zvacho zvinenge zvichidiwa kuti mukwanise kuregister. Gibbs.
Yeah, okunywa blessing konoko kuti kuyafunakala kuti nxa usiya khona ngale uyaregister uhamba kukansili yako lapho khona kumbe kambe ukansela ngwakhe kumbe ubonana lo sobhuku nxa usekhaya kumbe incwadi nje edindwe ukuthi nki ibizo lakho elebizo lakho phezulu wasekudindwa ke ukuthi wena ungubani ukuthi ivele poso uyakwanisa ukuhambisa khonoko kuzobuya lo mngane uyakwanisa ukubhalela nje incwajana ukuthi hayi phela uzibani nyamazi kuzobuya ke ikhadi leklinika ikhadi lemakhadi eklinika onlana angana yiyelo lisakhumbula kumbe kanti sayi-green nansela shure kodwa ilelana eleklinika kuzobuya lezi zesa slip xa ukuthi wahamba wabhatala izesa phela kuyabe kufunakala konke khonoko ye singakatshana singakadingi ubaba uNdlovu ukuthi sithathe udesire hadebe ecingweni baba hadebe kunjani
Yebo ngiyaphila njani?
Siphile hade bungapi lapha?
Hayi ngise Johannesburg.
Ye, kunjani Jobek?
Hayi kume ngancenga.
Ye, akutsho phela ukubhalisa lokhu kugwala lokuvota wona ukubona njani?
No, ukubhalisa khona kubaluleke kakhulu.
Mhm.
Nakho ukuvota. Ngesima ngasho ukuthi lapha na enkulumeni kaThulani lapha na yebo bekungumbono wakhe kodwa ngiyaphikisana layo imbono enjana mina ngoba khona manje angithi yabona ukuthi sike saba le government of national unity laphana ngakho ukuthi kona abantu babephumile in large numbers bavota noma kwaba khona lokhu kuzamazama kwayehlula kodwa sagcina sine government of national unity naye yasizamazamayo sabona impilwanyana engcono sangathi siyaphilaphila noma sesibuyele emuva khona manje sile new constitution layo ezamayo ukusilekelela ngazo indaba zokuvota futhi so mina ngithi abantu abazame impela laba bakhonayo be register impela bevote in numbers bese ngithi lapho kubaba uGutu ngathi kunobaba uGutu lapho MDC bese ngithi mina kufuneka babe namachinga okuqala before kube nama elections uma njengamanje njengoba kubhaliswa so babe seduze impela kakhulu bebona ukuthi into yonke ihamba kahle abantu babhalisa kahle lapho kungaba khona lobuthothi kuphi kuphi at least bezame ukuthi maybe baye ezinkantolo ama-elections baboycotte before singenela lawa ama-elections ukuze sikwazi ukuthi sibe nemiphumela yokuthi noma siyabe sidliwe sibe sisho ukuthi sidliwe ngempela singabe silokhu sithi hayi kurojiwe kurojiwe ngibona ngani kungasisiza khona lapho
hayi bekasibile bandla lapha baba kodwa abantu abanjengoThulani uyabatshela njani ukuthi hambe ebhalisa bengafuni kangaka
hayi ngibona ingani ikuthi angithi yabona siyabe sikhuluma kanje sikude nakude kodwa ma singabe engatholi umuntu mpela njengami ngimbonisa kahle ngibona ngani engakuthola ngoba ukuhlala nje kuthiwe akwenziwa lutho ngoba mbonana akusizi mina imphumela nathi njengoba ngikubalela ukuthi sile new constitution manje sake saba le government of national unity so it shows ukuthi wena ukuvota sometimes ngwagcina kusisizile
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke hadebe sibongile baba kodwa wena uzohamba uyebhalisa yini
ngizozama ukuthi umsebenzi wosipintshayo mani
oyebo
ya ma kungatholakala ama-ofunyana angathathe ngihlanganisele weekend ngingazama
hayi kulungile hadebe siyabonga kakhulu baba
hayi siyabonga nathi sibonge kakhulu nohlelo
ye lathi siyabonga ukuthi ubuyile kuhlelo
okay siyabonga
ye so that's Mr. Desire Hadebe he's saying that you know voting is very important so people should actually register and he's discouraging people like Thulani not to just give up he says you can register to vote and then you vote like what happened during the GNU. He says people voted and they ended up having a better life. Even if everything just, you know, went up in smoke. And then he says, you know, there's a new constitution that helps people to actually vote and people should take advantage of that. But he says Mr. Kutu and others should have some good strategies of monitoring the registration process to know that in a certain constituency, so many people registered. So that when it comes to voting day, they will have numbers to say, how come you guys 60 people are voting here instead of 2, you know? So he says that should be precise.
Let's go kuna mkoma namo goronga. Makadi mkoma namo?
Makadi wo wakurube chirolwa.
Aiwa, tirinan mkoma namo isha maria mkoma Donald Derey.
Hai chokwadi hai.
Chokara chingozwa mukoma Donald achichikumhorese.
Saka regai ndange nokungova kwazvisavo. Mukoma Donald muchitevera imi vakabarika vakati batira mishina.
Haiwa tinotenda zvikuru. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ya, ini maonere angu ini pane dzimwe nyaya dzatinongoramba tichingochema asi dziri nyaya dzinenge dzakanyoreka. Zvakaita fanika matsamba awa okuti munhu anondoregister sei ndezvimwe zvezvinhu zvisinganetsi. Tinozviziva hedu kuti tine matakagara tine makanzura ezano PF akati wandei. Asi nzira dzokuurayana dzogora dzakawanda. Saka especially regai nditaure ndakamirira kwedu kuzaka uko. Takatobata gora muswe tikatopedza navo. Iko zvino vanhu vakungoenda vachindoregister zvakawanda. But kuti dzimwe dzenzira dzacho tikadzitaura pamhepo vanhu vacho vanongwara. Asi tikanyanya kuterera hurudziro zhinjiri kubva kupato redu iri Zimbabwe yadzoka. Kuri kurohwa ndima yokuti ndinoona munhu wese ari kundoregister. Dambudziko ratangova naro ndere kune isu vari kunze kwenyika. Dai taramba tichingokurudzirana kuti vasingakwanisi havo kuenda ipo pano apa patiri pamabasa apa December patinoenda pane mukana wekuti munhu ndosvika achiregister achidzoka. Uye chinwe chatava chatiri kuona chiri kuitika kuti vanhu vanofanira kunge vachikurudzira vanhu kuti varegiste kundovhota vaakutomhanya kutorwira ndima kuti kana pozoindwa pa ini ndinoenda papi ini ndinoenda papi. Saka ngatimbomirira kurega ngatimborega kuda kugovana mirandu yemhuka isati yafa. Ngatimirire mhuka yedu ife kana yafa ino kana wawana mufe wawanawo mufe wawana nzeve wawana nzeve.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Nhamo Goronga.
Regai ndimbokurudzira hangu vaviri vatatu. Ndoda kunyanya kukurudzira vanoitwa mukoma Farainga Lakata Gwenhure vari pazaka vari muzaka central constituency vachakona Dr. James Mushonga Mabvura Jangwa vanobata basa zvikuru tichiwedzerawo nameya vejerera. Rambai makadaro kusvika tatora nyika yedu.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Nhamo.
Zvakanakai.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Nhamo says is from you know the organization Zimbabwe Yadzoka. Maibuya is Zimbabwe. He's saying they are mobilizing people to ensure that they are registered and is encouraging all Zimbabweans to do the same. Gibbs.
So Mr. Bernard Ndlovu, it is good for people to encourage each other to actually register to vote, but is there any assurance that even if you encourage Gibbs to go and vote, Gibbs will just stand up and go and register to vote? Mr. Ndlovu? Hello, Mr. Ndlovu, are you there?
People to go register and vote. And I'm glad that the government of South Africa he spoke to both Moyo Tulane and Obed. He spoke to Tulane to say, Tulane, do register and vote. It's very important that you register and vote, because this is the message that I also want to say, you know, send to the people of Zimbabwe. But at the same time, as we send that message, what are we expecting our politicians to do? He said the same thing again, to Obed Kutu and the rest of the opposition parties that are there in Zimbabwe. We are saying, as we are busy ensuring that people go and register to vote, we need you to come up with strategies that are going to be helpful in terms of ensuring that the people's vote is not stolen the way it has been stolen the past voting periods. One thing that I need him to consider as he speaks, because my message is more to Obed now on this program than to the people, because people can vote, people can be encouraged to vote, it's very easy. But has he considered the fact that a number of times, if not all the three times, the MDC actually won the election, but were not able to take over power? Unless he's saying ZANU-PF has been winning these elections, because people have not been voting. We need to look at these things, you know, intelligently, and as we send different messages to the people, be intelligent about it, to say, look, We are asking you to play your role as the electorate and go register and vote.
Mm-hmm.
But we are also going to play our role as the opposition strategically to ensure that when you vote, your vote is not going to be stolen by ZANU-PF. That's all the electorate of Zimbabwe, that's all the people of Zimbabwe are asking from the opposition represented on this program by Obed Wood to say, can we ensure that when we register, and not only register, but register to vote and go and vote, our vote is not going to be stolen.
Thank you.
ZANU-PF.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ndlovu.
Do you have another caller, please?
Yeah, caller. Then we go to Mr. Kutu, right?
I think you have a caller.
Yeah, so let's take a caller first. Is Loba Butabo, Oblawayo? Baba Tabo, Unjan?
Ebo, Nyapila, Unjan.
I speak like a cool Unjan, one toot.
Ah, Oblawa, Gachi Sabam.
Kusala, in toot, what?
Eh, in toot, I say, call up, we are born and happy.
I was a long time. What in Opalisa, who call a robot?
Ya indaba yokubhalisa leyo yasinda ngemfungo ukukhuluma ngento ye-first lokhu zezithupha lezo kuthiwa ziyathathwa mahara lezi ngathi kulohlupho endabeni le ngoba ngike ngazama mina ukuthi ngiyethatha isithupha but ngathi bafuna ukunjani ukuthi ngibhadale imali mina
bathi malini
so angazi ibhethi bathatha $5 then isithupha bathi $10 so angazi kumbe luhlelo lwamahara kumbe luhlelo lokuthi wonke umuntu abhadale kumbe imali yokuthi bafunde i-election yabo angikwazi
so kutho ukuthi asizobhalise phela nxa ungatholanga lutho
ngiyafisa ukuthi ngabe ngilami ngikwanise ukuvota njengabanye but anti uyazi imali iyahlupha lapha eZimbabwe so ukuthi uthole imali yona leyana ukuthi ukuze ukwanise ukubhadala leyo mali kuba nzima
yes sizabuza lokuthi njengoba ekhona kodwa-ke wena ngikwakubona ngani ukuqakatheke kanganani ukuthi umuntu avote
ukuvota kuqakathekile kakhulu ngoba kathesi eyi sisebunzimeni obukhulu so singayekela urejista ukuvota mbona ngani yithesi esizifake enkingeni
Yeah. Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu Dabo ungathinela kusasa mfowethu sibongile
alright hayi ngiyabonga ngicala imbuzele sibili ukuthi uhlelo lokuthatha izithupha balwenza njani akasicacele lapho Mr. Good
hayi kulungile ke sizambuza lakhonokho-ke blessing so this guy is saying you know he tried to get an ID card so that he could register to vote but they demanded $10 you know so he says he wants to hear from Mr. Good whether this the registration process you know, done by the RGS office is free or, you know, you have to pay something. So he's really concerned because he wants to vote.
Mr. Yeah. Gutu?
We have been receiving reports of that nature, that unscrupulous, you know, traditional leaders are actually extorting money, because that's extortion, from innocent people. Some are even extorting chickens, you know, goats and stuff. Could even to say, look, I want for you to get a proof that you stay in my village. You have to give me a chicken or, or something like that. All that is very illegal, and we have actually brought it to the attention of ZEC. And we would like to urge people who have been coerced by their sabukus, their traditional leaders, in that fashion, to actually make a report. They should refuse because. There is no payment that is supposed to be paid to anyone for rendering a service. Even commissioning of an affidavit, you are not supposed to pay anything. So if anyone says, give me 25 cents or 50 cents or whatever, could you sign your affidavit? They're actually committing a crime. They'll be, you know, trying to get money from you through using criminal means. So, the doctor tell you that all these services are for free. Even going to get a new birth certificate is for free. Going to get a new national ID is for free. I think the only small charge will come maybe obviously if you're applying for a passport. I'm sure my charges vary depending on you want an agent passport or you want a passport that is maybe going to be produced after some days or some weeks. So, yeah, for passport, you have to pay. If you apply for a passport, you pay something. But if you are going to obtain a birth certificate or you want to obtain a national ID, you don't pay for that. And for Masabruku, all those traditional leaders who have been receiving reports, very good, you are to pay, Uku, Mbuzi, Ngarukoni, mari kuti tiku nyorerei matsamba vanhu vari kuzvita ivavo masabhuku ivavo ari kubira vanhu. They are not supposed to do that. So that is the position. So I hope that my listeners would do, know going forward. They will appreciate kuti ngavasanyeperwa vachizvirwa mari dzavo kana huku dzavo ne masosi vanenge vachida kuita take advantage of them. They should refuse.
Tinotenda zvikuru vagutu Gibbs.
Yeah, Baba Ndlovu, nxasukangele wena ngwako ubona ngazani i7 million lei izeke ekhuluma ngayo kukahle kumbe kume njani?
Izeki i7 million leyo ngoba andisiyazi ukuthi izeki ngezanu p f. So yintomi lavantu babeyazi, right? They do whatever they do, and this is what you know, my brother Obed could should know. Zeki belongs to ZANU PF. We have had pictures of Makarao kneeling in front of Robert Mugabe. She might have came to put it as a sign of respect, but we know it in our culture that when that such things happen, it means that someone respects and also works for that that side. So, 7 million, I can assure you that Zeki doesn't want that. Zeki can say that. Makarao can say that on behalf of Zeki and on behalf of ZANU-PF. But at the back of her mind, she knows she doesn't want the 7 million. But the opposition should take it from where she lives and ensure that 7 million people registered vote by stopping complaining and working on the ground to ensure. I mean, my brother, if today, Mina, on my own, I decide that I will ensure that 10 people register. And anyone listening to me now ensures also that 10 people register. One. What would stop us from having 7 million registered? 7 million non-ZANU-PF supporters registering. And I can assure you, as we speak, ZANU-PF EP is planning with at least totally about 3 or 2 million of their people, as the opposition complains. 3 million or 2 million of their people registering. And they know very well that after that 2 or 3 million have registered, most of the new election, MTC and other opposition parties will concentrate on complaining now to the international community as ZANU-PF continues to rule. So, Mina, my message to about these 7 million, let's forget about complaining and ensure that out of the 7 million, 5 million is opposition people registering, and have ZANU-PF take its 2 million, and we walk away with victory. But again, and I will say this as long as I'm able to speak, as people register, the opposition should come up with a better plan to protect the electorate's vote.
Thank you, thank you. So I don't know whether Mr. Kutu can respond shortly, in a very short way. Briefly, Mr. Kutu, are you going to defend the vote by any means necessary? Mr. Kudu?
I think we might have lost him there. Mr. Kudu? No luck.
No luck, absolutely.
But of course, we just encourage people to go and register to vote. You can also go to our websites, the Ndebele, the Shona, and also the English one, www.voashona.com, www.voandebele.com, www.voazimbabwe.
Yes,
.com. Right. There is information there that might be helpful. And also, don't hesitate to write on our WhatsApp. Our number, 202-465-0318. We can be helpful. Those questions that we can't answer, of course, we'll go to the relevant authorities. We want to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Obed Kutu, MDC spokesperson, and also Mr. Bekilizwe Kliovu, political analyst. Thanks to our viewers, our listeners, our callers, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course, our brilliant team behind the scenes, our engineers and producer. Signing off and saying, have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying, good night, Zimbabwe.